Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our risen and living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The word of God which we read this morning is from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 9 to 16. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. Yet if anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? So far the word of the Lord. Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. Amen. Kim, Parker, Drew, anyone else who is graduating or who has graduated? The foundation has been laid. But what foundation? Who laid it? How shall it endure? And what will you build upon that foundation? For years now, teachers, pastors, parents have labored in the lives and of our graduates, teaching them patiently, laying that foundation so that they may have something upon which to build their life. But in reality, it is not we who labored, but the Lord. What does Paul say in the first verse of our text? We are God's fellow workers. Soon ergon, workers with God. And if we are his fellow workers, then it is he who is doing the work. It is he who is laying the foundation and not we. God's workers, God's field, God's building. All belongs to God, and it is all his work. This is what we heard in our Old Testament reading as well. And in our New Testament reading, too, the Spirit of life that was given to the apostles, that helper, through by whose power, working through the apostles, God laid the foundation. It is his work that he did through us. What a powerful example we had in our Old Testament reading, that prophet Ezekiel preaching the word of God and through his preaching, bringing life to the dry bones. But of course, the preaching of Ezekiel was nothing. It was not his power, but the work of the Lord, working through the prophet who gave life to that which is dead. And so also, the Lord has given life to us who are dead. Through the preaching of our pastors and the teaching of our teachers, through the Word of God, the Holy Spirit has been given to us as it was given to the apostles, life from the dead. We often make the mistake when we labor hard at some work. We often make the mistake of thinking, I have done this. We often make the mistake of thinking, this is nothing miraculous. Because we know the work that we have done, this is nothing God has done, but something I have done. And yet the fact that God works through us to accomplish his will, to lay foundations, to bring life from the dead, does not make it less miraculous, but more miraculous. Not only that God would do this, that he would lay this foundation, that he would give us this gift of life, but that he would, in his grace and mercy, use us, sinners like us, weak people like us, filled with mistakes and filled with pride and sin, that he would use people like us and that he would work his miracles through us. This makes what he has done today more miraculous and not less. For he himself has taught us since we were little and brought us up in that word of life. And this is the very thing that the Old Testament prophet Isaiah promised, that God promised through Isaiah, Isaiah 54:13, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. So just as Ezekiel preached, and through that preaching God gave life to the dead, so also God has laid that foundation in our hearts from when we were little on, and he does it through his representatives and the preaching of his word. He has laid for you a foundation, yes, of math and history and grammar, but much more importantly, a foundation of Christ, a foundation on which you can build your life. As Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 2:12, we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit who is from God, in order that we might know those things that have been freely given by God. And so God has laid the foundation, the only foundation that is possible, as Paul reminds us in our text. No other foundation can anyone build than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Foundation that gives life and not death. Certainly, as you go forth from this day and begin to build your life on the foundation you have been given, there will be others who will try to convince you that you should build on a different foundation. Colossians 2:8 warns us of this very thing. It's nothing new in this day and age. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of men. There are those who will claim that there are better foundations other than Christ. Some will insist that the foundation of truth and life ought to be science. Science can lead us and give us truth, they'll say. But they forget that, as useful as it is, science is only a tool and is subject to the sin and mistakes of those who use it, those who study it. It can be helpful in exploring God's world, but it's only as good as the mind that wields it and can often lead us to mistakes. It cannot reveal to us eternal truth or morality. Others might claim that the source of truth is experience. I have experienced more, so you should listen to me, or you should listen to your experiences in life. Something along that line. But what do we experience in this world other than sin and anger and hatred? We do not experience the righteousness of God. None of us, like Moses, has stood before God on the mountain and seen his glory. And even then, Moses only saw a small part of it. Our experiences cannot lead us to the truth of God, but again, only to sin. And experiences, after all, are only short-lived. Others might claim that the foundation of your life ought to be your reason. Trust reason and rationality. Test all things. Reject all preconceived notions. And by that they often mean reject the word of God by which you were redeemed and brought up in Christ. Test all things by your reason. But again, the reason of man is as corrupt as the heart of man, and more often reveals what we want to believe rather than what is actually true. All of these foundations crumble and are not foundations upon which you can build your life, but we have the foundation of Christ. And Jesus says in Matthew 16:18, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The other foundations cannot stand, but the foundation of Christ is one that can stand even against the powers of Satan. Experiences change often. Human reason is inadequate, and science can do nothing more than the abilities of those who wield it, but the foundation of Christ will stand forever. And upon it you can build not only a life here, but a life in that world which is to come as well. Acts 4:12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Others will try many different foundations and will fail, but you have the foundation which is Christ. And Christ himself laid that foundation in you, and Christ himself has promised that you are his temple. It's a wonderful thing to know that it is not we, pastors and teachers, who have built this foundation, but Christ himself, because it gives us that hope, that promise that he will continue with us. Pastors and teachers and even parents cannot continue with you your whole life, but Christ can. Christ does not begin a project and then forget it. That's something husbands do, right? I've got a pile of wood in my garage right now I've been trying to make into something for my wife, and still sitting there. Christ doesn't begin projects and leave them unfinished. Philippians 1:6, we are confident of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. As Paul says in our text, you are God's temple. Early in the history of the CLC, when we first went overseas and began to do mission work in Nigeria and Africa, out of love for God and love for them, we spent quite a bit of money and time building churches. We wanted them to have nice churches, so we built quite a bit of churches for them. However, we found out that if we built it, we are expected to maintain it. And because we weren't over there, and weren't able to always help them to fix and maintain the churches we had built, a lot of those churches fell apart, or even right now are crumbling. Later on then, when we went other places, we would help them out a little bit, but we would make sure they themselves built the churches so that they would understand how to keep and maintain it. Those who build are those who need to maintain. And God is the one who built that foundation in you and gave you that life, and he therefore is the one who will keep and maintain it. We are only God's helpers, God's fellow workers, as we heard in that first verse. It is God who has built that foundation and has made you into his temple. And therefore, you can go forward without fear. Yes, the scriptures warn us about the tricks of Satan and about the attempts of others to waylay at us and lead us away from Christ, but still we do not need to fear, for the Lord is with us. As he told his apostles on that first Easter Sunday, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. This peace is ours because we know that foundation that Christ has laid, that foundation that gives the forgiveness of sins. The foundation of Christ who died for us and rose again. And that's another reason why the foundation of Christ is stronger than any other. And the only foundation upon which we can build, because it's the only foundation that has a solution for the one problem which is a part of all our lives. The problem of sin and our own failings and mistakes. No other foundation can deal with this problem, but Christ gives us the forgiveness of sins, wipes it away, and therefore gives us peace. Christ is that firm foundation upon which we can build a life here and hereafter. Therefore, go. Go with the firm foundation of Christ, knowing that he will finish what he has started. Go in the peace of Christ and live your life to Christ, who redeemed you by his blood and has made you his sons and daughters and has given you the promise of eternal life. Amen.